Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware and Party Hospital. Here's Pisgah head football coach Brett Chapel and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Good morning, Bear Nation. Jonathan Jorstad along with Coach Brett Chapel. I'm filling in today for my good buddy Chad Upton, who is under the weather. We wish him the very best. And so this morning, it'll be myself and Brett. So, Brett, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. It's nice to be able to get in here and relax a little bit this morning and talk about a win that we got last night.
Yeah, great win that it was. And now you're 3-0 and you're 1-0 in the conference. What does it mean, like, to get this out of the way right now? You've already got the biggest game of the year out of the way. You've got the other non-conference out of the way. Now your first non-conference, that's a really tough one, done in a rearview mirror. How does that feel? What does it mean going forward?
You know, it kind of sets the tone. You know, and that was one thing that we talked about with the kids. We needed to try to set the tone for the rest of the season. It's almost like there's been three seasons already, you know, with the games, the way they were set up, obviously with the rivalry game to start with. And then you had the long travel game, which is kind of like a playoff atmosphere type game. And then you have your conference starting. So it's just like three seasons, bam, 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 you know. And then we still got four games to go. And, you know, but we've set the tone a little bit, but I can tell you, just, you know, you and I were sitting here just a minute ago, we were talking about some scores and stuff. The parity in our conference, you know, you're starting to see it already just in week one, just from the scores last night. There's not a week in there that you can, you know, just take off. I mean, you got to play every week. And certainly we knew that coming in, but really saw that with some of those scores last night.
Yeah, you certainly did. And so it's really like every week you got to be ready every single week. And it's already very similar to a playoff-like atmosphere, being that you really can't stumble on any of these guys, right?
You can't with the size of our conference and only being guaranteed one playoff spot. And, you know, we talked about that with the kids. And, you know, that's the one thing we have with this bunch. We've got a very mature bunch of kids who kind of understand scenarios and situations. And, you know, sometimes as a coach, when you got a younger team, you don't want to put too much on them. And, you know, you maybe not talk to them as much as what you do on a veteran team, but this is a team that we talk to. You know, we throw things out on Monday. This is a situation we're looking at. You guys need to be aware of that, especially seniors. You're only guaranteed so many more. You know, here's where we're at. This is what we got to do to keep going. And, you know, it's nice to be able to talk with those guys and to see them come out and obviously get a win last night was huge for us.
Yeah, I've certainly been impressed with everyone that I've talked to. So there were a lot of, you know, it was really hard. It seems like it's every week it's really hard to pick the player of the game. But let's talk a little bit about Kane Early's progression that he's made so far. He had some throws last night. Did not hit on any of them, but in my opinion, they were right there. And how do you feel like he's been progressing?
You know, we've and Coach Gibson's worked a lot with Kane in practice, and again, that's just one of those things that, you know, we're going to continue to work on and to get better at. Obviously, we know we've got to have it. But in the same token, I mean, we're going to do what helps make us successful too. I mean, we're going to run against some defenses and some teams that's going to create some issues for us that we've not seen yet. Some things we're going to have to work through. I thought our kids did a really good job, you know, being resilient last night. You know, we ran into some things that gave us some problems. Our kids kept battling. Our coaches kept getting them up, coaching them up, and just thought it was a well hard-fought ball game on both sides. You know, obviously the defense played extremely well for us, you know, to hold their offense to what they held them to and to the back, you know, Dustin Stevens. You know what, but I'm just going to sit here and tell you, I know that he's player of the year in the conference from last year, but doggone, I'm not so sure we ain't got one as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And Kane certainly has proven to be, you know, somebody that I think is in contention for that. Obviously, we got to keep him healthy, but he's done a lot of good things for us, and, you know, as a lot of our kids have, but Kane has certainly done what we've asked him to do.
Absolutely. So tell me about the young. I know you had probably watched a film on Smoky Mountain, and It seemed to us that it was, you know, just a, it almost looked like it was going to start out like a blowout. You know, we got 14-0 real quick, but they were able to make it a game. Were they tougher than you thought, or was it about right?
No, you know, going into this game, especially you look at the last 3 years, it's always been a really good battle up front. And I think that's where everything starts with. The size for those guys was about like Tuscola's when we looked at them on film. Really good size, you know, coached up well, did some really good things, did some things that, you know, obviously we hadn't seen on film that we had to try to adjust to on both sides of the ball, you know, even defensively. You know, and I thought they did a good job of doing what they did, but it was just one of those games that was back and forth and back and forth. You know, they had some good skill players in there as well as we do. And mm-hmm. It was just one of those games. You know, obviously we got off to, you know, the 14-0. And then we kicked off to them, and then we had some self-inflicted wounds. You know, mm-hmm. If there was two things, you know, as I look back and watch the film that I was kind of disappointed in, you know, for our team, I felt like we had a chance to win it in regulation, and we mm-hmm. didn't. But it wasn't meant to be. You know, it wasn't meant to be for it to happen then. Mm-hmm. And I thought we had some self-inflicted wounds, that I call them, that created some issues for us as well. And, mm-hmm. and we've got to do a better job of that and cleaning those things up, especially in really tight ball games. But, right. You know, I can't say enough about our kids' resiliency, our kids' never-die attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, you really kind of was stalemated going into overtime. And, you know, I talked to Coach Rogers and to Coach Gibson before we went into it. And, you know, we kind of had a game plan going into it. And I told Coach Gibson before we got started, I said, we're going to overtime. I said, get your group of plays together you want. Know what you want before we get there. You know, Devin got out there. We won the coin toss, went defense first. You know, defense just did a great job. We knew Stevens was going to get the ball right there. You know, how many times he was going to touch it, we didn't know, but we knew it was going to be to mm-hmm. him. And then to come through, and to Devin had to block. And I want to tell you something, that was something we had worked on all week. We had found something right there we thought we could, you know, take advantage of, and Devin got it. You know, and then we came back, you know, in overtime. We didn't expect to go first and 15,
right?
you know, for the delay of game, but it kind of worked in our favor, I guess you'd say. And I thought Coach Gibson's two plays he selected were really good, kind of set him up a little bit from the first one to the second one. And what a great feeling to see Levi Cagle get into that end zone. You know, a great moment for him, you know, through everything he's gone through. But really proud of our line right there, because they really, they took it on their shoulders.
Yep.
And they really blew him off the ball, the play that Levi scored.
That's
right. It was really good to see.
Sheer determination on that run. Real quick, so we were going into – it looked to me like both coaches, both of you, were playing for overtime. But you did have that Devin Dodgen reverse – pass that was real, I mean, real close to happening. That I was up in the booth. I was saying, "Wow, what a great play call!" So you kind of were going for overtime, but then you said, "Why not give it a shot?" Right?
Yeah. You know, we felt like at that moment, with everything, the way that they were flowing, you know, coming downhill, that it was just a right opportunity to take a shot, and the time was right. We didn't, you know, it was going to be a deep shot, so if it was going to be picked, you know, we felt like it would be just as good as a punt. And, you know, we had it sold. As we went out there, you know, the only thing I didn't tell Devin, and I aggravated him, I said, Devin, I should have told you just to make sure to put a little more air on it. But I would have never thought he would have overthrown Caden. But, you know, it is what it is. It was the right moment to call it, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, another opportunity I thought we might have been able to have won in regulation. But great ball game, you know, and their kids as well. You know, I mean, it was their kids battled all the way through, and so did ours. But, you know, we were able to capitalize there in overtime.
Well, we'll leave it there for a second. We're here with Brett Chappell Show. I'm Jonathan Jorstad, and we'll be right back with the Hometown Hardware break.
Right now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
And we're back. Brett Chapel Show Saturday morning. I'm Jonathan Jorstad. Brett, last night against Smoky Mountain, Jack Webb and myself picked Warner Mull as the player of the game. As you know, as we know, it could have been anybody. We picked him for his just for his two sacks, and just really there was many times, multiple times, where he was chasing down Dustin Stevens from behind. We know Dustin Stevens has got to be pretty fast, but Warner was right on his tails on many different occasions. Could have picked a lot of people. You know, Caleb Bradford played fantastic on defense. Everybody did, really. What would you say to that? You know, speak on both Warner Mull and then maybe other guys that you would have.
You know, for Warner's situation, obviously the impact that he makes out at defensive end has been huge for us the last couple of years. We actually moved him inside a little bit last night and put him down to at what we call the zero technique, the nose guard, trying to give him some different places to create some havoc. And then he also came in and played some tight end for us.
Yeah.
You know, Bailey Stockton, who, you know, plays tight end, he's a kid that plays every down on both sides of the ball, does some special teams for us too. He's a long snapper and short snapper. So we just felt like we needed to try to find a place to spell Bailey a little bit, and Warner was able to come in and play some tight end right there. He was in on the score there in overtime. You know, so he's starting to do other things for us other than the defensive end spot, but certainly a valuable piece to our program and what he brings to the table. And, you know, you mentioned Caleb Bradford, you know, had a great game up front, was really big in overtime, made some really big stops there in the middle in overtime. And it's nice to be able to see those kids come out and play at that level, all of them. And it just continues to build confidence in what they think they can accomplish. And, again, it lets us and it allows us as coaches to be able to coach them a little bit different because of that. You know, we've been in some tough situations already, obviously with the Mount Airy game coming down to the end, and I think that game helped us last night.
Yeah.
You know, especially having to go deep into the game in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we didn't go into overtime last week with Mount Airy, but it was last play, you know, theatrics, and certainly last night was the same thing. And, you know, again, I think as we've looked so far at the season from the scrimmages up through game three, you see a team that's kind of building as we go, and hopefully we'll keep taking another step in the right direction.
Yeah, and just for a second, let's take, a health check of the team. You know, Levi, I know he's still battling that shoulder and very painful injury, but, you know, he looked again pretty good last night.
We're getting back to where we need to be at. Hunter Brown was still, you know, same type deal. His was still a shoulder injury we're dealing with. Drew Timms, Drew, who we kind of lost there in the Mount Airy game, he goes in this week for MRI on the knee. Those are really the big ones right now for us, you know, that we're dealing with. And Hunter and Levi are getting better each week. And we'll know more about Drew after he has his MRI this week and take a look at him. But, you know, just it was a really good week. Jay's had a really good win on Thursday night. It's good to see those kids back in it. And, you know, we, you know, express to those guys, you know, our goals as a program is to compete for conference championships. And that's all the way up, you know, from our JVs to our varsity. And that's a goal that we set for ourselves. And it's nice to be able to see both of those programs right now sitting at 1-0.
Do you look at this team and based on the situation, based on the fact that you got a lot of good senior leaders and that you've already been in some really tough games that you really had to test the heart of these players, do you see this being a year where you make an extended run, being it's only a 3-week process in the playoffs?
You know, here's the deal for us. It's kind of like we've talked to our seniors. If there's anything that I look back and I'm disappointed in I guess you would say 2021 spring football season, I'm disappointed that we're not guaranteed 11 games.
Yep.
That's, you know, you're looking at it and that's four less games that I could have had, or I said I, we could have had, the community could have had, the coaches could have had to spend with these kids. And I hate that. I hate thinking about that. I'm only getting 7 weeks with them. I'm hopeful that we can continue to win ball games and get ourselves in a situation to maybe be in the playoffs, possibly host a game, you know, another one down here. I mean, the kids are only getting 3 home games.
Yeah.
You know, we're fixing to go into a 2-game stretch right here where we're going to knock both of those out, and then we're on the road for the last 2. So, you know, just I hate that, but I tell you what, I'm going to, and I'm trying to remind myself to enjoy spending as much time with them as I can. We took a little bit of time last night and, you know, spent with them, talking to them on the field before we let them go and to see their families and stuff. And it's moments like those, you know, that those kids will remember for the rest of their lives. And, you know, those challenging halftime speeches and all of those things that, you know, you look back as a player and you're like, man, I'd love to just do that one more time.
Yeah, that's what you'd really miss.
So it's exciting for us as coaches. This is a really good bunch to be around. And, again, we're going to be challenged. I mean, our conference has got a lot of parity. We're going to have to certainly bring it each week. And, you know, we'll see where the chips fall when we throw them out there.
That's right. Yeah, it is when you have something special like this. It is unfortunate that we don't have the typical 11-game season. But I'm certainly glad that we're doing something.
Absolutely.
Would you not agree?
Absolutely. I was so, you know, so concerned, you know, back early in August and September, were we even going to be able to enjoy doing anything with them? Mm-hmm. You know, we felt like this was a good bunch coming that had had a lot of success all the way through, and certainly wanted to send them out on a good note if we could.
Yeah. So let's talk about we got East Henderson coming up, a home game. What kind of preparations are going to be making this week for East?
You know, that's one of the scores we saw last night that was very surprising to us. You know, they Brevard won, played East last night in the conference, but it was 14-0. You know, and from my understanding, and I've not seen film yet, East moved the ball pretty good last night. So certainly, you know, another one of those we can't just fall asleep on. We did that not too long ago and went to East Henderson and lost on the last second touchdown throw. We certainly can't find ourselves in that situation again, especially if we want to try to go out and win a conference championship. So preparation won't change much. You know, we've got in a pretty good routine of how we're practicing right now. We'll do the same type things this week as we get ready. Looks like we're going to have a little bit more rain possibly this week, so we'll be battling that. You know, we're going to be on turf for 3 out of the next 4 games. So, you know, no big concerns there. It's been a little bit awkward or a little bit weird going from cold to a little bit warmer. You know, we're usually just the opposite.
Exactly.
I mean, we had a game last night. It was 65 degrees.
I know.
Just last week, we about froze to death up at Mount Airy.
That's right.
So, you know, and you're battling that. You're battling the allergy season.
Yeah.
I mean, pollen's already coming. I mean, it's so...
Not typical.
It is not typical. We laughed about it last night. We were sitting in the coach's office, and we were talking. I said, can you believe we're sitting here, and it's March? I mean, it feels like we're in September, October.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're in March.
Yeah.
And we're going to turn the time opposite.
Exactly.
Of what we generally do.
Finish up in August instead of in November. But that's the deal, I guess, with that we're doing this year. We'll take a break. We're going to go to the Party Hospital break, and we'll be right back with some more Brett Chapel Show.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
All right. Good morning. Thanks for being with us at the Coach Brett Chapel Show. I'm Jonathan Jorstad, filling in for my good buddy Chad Upton. So we were talking on the break a little bit about it seemed like we saw a lot of people slipping last night on the field. Anything going on there? Or?
You know, it's very compact turf that they have, been that way for a while. And everybody deals with it. We saw quite a bit of it on film that we looked at. We actually told our kids to take as many pairs of cleats as they could take and see which one they felt best on. But, you know, both teams had to play on it. It's a little bit different than what our turf is. We've got a little bit longer strands, and we've got the rubber pellets, you know, so it's a little bit softer, get a little bit more grip. Theirs is a much shorter strand of the turf, and it's got that coconut shell infill, so it doesn't have the rubber chrome like what we have, and makes for a really compact surface. And you know, you saw some of that last night. Yeah. On both sides. I mean, both sides had to deal with it. Certainly it was, you know, it wasn't a muddy field, but we were still, you know, having some issues out there. But again, that's part of the game. I mean, you play with what you got, and get out there and do the best that you can.
And a good thing on that is, you know, it's the field that both of you are playing on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you were down, a coach last night, I believe, right?
We were. Coach Warren, congratulations to him and Miss Brianna. They welcomed in a new little bear to our clan. Mr. Miller Austin Warren was born this week, and they were spending some time together last night and Thursday night as well. So we certainly missed having him there with us, but certainly understand that as well. Yep. And you know, hopefully everything's good and healthy. And yep. I haven't had a chance to see him yet. I'm sure we will get him at practice here before too long and him out there. But you know, excited for Coach Warren and his family.
Yeah, and I saw a picture, and he's absolutely adorable. That's all I can say. Doesn't look like Will, so that's a good thing. Just kidding, Will.
Thank goodness for Miss Brianna. Huh?
Just kidding, Will. So, as a coach, you know, and you've done this for quite a long time now. How many years total have you been doing this?
Oh, this is 16 as a head coach.
16 as a head coach. Okay, so as a coach, you know, what makes you the happiest? I mean, what has to happen that makes you the happiest? I mean, is it effort? Is it wins? It can't be just wins, right? What makes Brett Chappell happy at the end of the day?
You know, at the end of the day, or at the end of the game, being able to coach our kids and to be able to see them execute what we have put together for them, and to see them be successful. You know, that's something that has probably changed with me as a coach. When I first, you know, became a head coach, I was 26, 27 years old. And, you know, you look at it, and it was all about, we got to get this win, we got to get this win, we got to get this win, or we got to try to win a conference championship and do all of those things. And those things are still important. I don't want to say that they're not. But there are other things that I look at, I guess more specific things that I look at in kind of gauging success and, you know, what makes me tick and the things that I look for. And but the effort part is huge. And I mentioned it about this team a little bit earlier, the never die attitude, mm-hmm. you know, the resiliency. But you've got to have kids that are bought in,
right?
You know, to what you're doing, how you do things. You got to remember, we've been going since June the 22nd.
Yeah.
This has been the longest football season ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people look there and they look and they say, well, coach, you've only got 7 games. Yeah, but we've been going, mm-hmm. you know, 3 days a week, 4 days a week,
yeah.
since June.
Right.
I mean, it's been, it's like never ending.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good thing, too. I mean, that's more time that I've got to spend with these
right.
kids. But, you know, being able to get those kids bought into what you're doing, what you believe in, I think our coaching staff does a good job of instilling that in our young mm-hmm. kids as well. You know, and I think that's what helps make us successful, mm-hmm. you know, on both ends, you know, on the JV end and the varsity end. And certainly, you know, it's one more thing that we do as a program that I think helps set us apart, mm-hmm. you know, from maybe other programs. But, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say.
Right.
So, you know, and everybody does it differently. And certainly the way that we do it, it necessarily the best way, but it's helped us be successful.
Right.
And our kids, you know, being able to understand it, you know, what the expectations are when they right. come in. Even our middle school kids that are coming in, you know, from the eighth grade to freshman, from day one they step in that field house, they see what those records have been, because it's posted on that wall of what those JVs have done, you know, in the last 8 years. And they look at that. That's on the wall right now. And they understand that's what the expectation is for our kids. Now, we may not reach it. You're not going to reach it every year, but that doesn't change. It doesn't matter what the success has been prior to, you know, being there. That's what we expect from them. You know, that bar is, that's where the bar is set. And this group, this is seniors for us, a lot of success that they've had all the way through. You know, and it's been nice to be able to see them continue to get better as they have gone. And it's just been a, it's been an easy group to talk to. And to really relate with, and to be able to talk to them about certain situations. And if this happens, then, you know, this, this could be the outcome. And, you know, it's just, you don't have those opportunities much with those type teams. But we've got good senior leadership. And it's good to be able to do those things with them.
Yeah, I can I can just attest that coming on the field and coming to practices, they have all, I've not had one kid not have not treat me with the absolute utmost respect. And that to me really is a, is it's just a Black Bear thing, just a Black Bear tradition. Is everybody's so respectful. You hear about it all over the place where kids are, they don't respect the authority, or they don't respect their elders. I don't see that when I go out to your football field, that's for sure. So certainly appreciate that. Let me flip that question over.
Okay.
What's the thing that drives you crazy as a coach?
You know, we kind of talked about one of them last night. You know, the self-inflicted things. That'll get you. You know, when you, you're playing at a level that our kids are playing, and then we have some situations arise, and you shoot yourself in the foot, or you don't help yourself out, or you put yourself in a bind. Those things become frustrating. And the reason they become frustrating is because you can control them. And when I say that, our players can control that outcome. You know, they can't control necessarily what happens for that play. The other team may make a better play than we do. But when you have a penalty or something like that happen after the play, we can control that, you know. And that is, you know, that gets me. I'm not happy when I see situations like that, when we're putting ourselves before the team. And that's kind of how we emphasize that to our kids. We can't put ourselves before the team and get caught up in those situations.
Fantastic. That, I mean, there it is right there. From Coach Chappell himself. So, Coach, thank you so much for being with us again. The Brett Chappell Show. He's 3-0. We're going to go take on East Henderson this week. And, Coach, we just wish you the best of luck next week and for the whole season.
Outstanding, guys. Glad to be here this morning. You know, sitting here 3-0, 1-0 in the conference. Hopefully we'll continue to move forward and progress and get better and learn from the stuff that we made mistakes on last night. And hopefully that'll help us on down the road.
Okay. Thanks so much, Brett. I'm Jonathan Jorstad, and this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me here. Chad Upton, hope you're doing well. We'll see you soon. Have a great week, everybody.